I've eaten dessert virtually every night for 20 years.
I have never skipped dessert.
And I've been able to maintain a six pack for that entire period of time. I have done a lot of different diets. Keto stuff, I've done high carb, I've done low carb, I've done high fat, I've done intermittent fasting, alternate day fasting, carnivore style eating, whatever. The last 10 years, I've pretty much eaten the exact same way. Be able to have business dinners, be able to have drinks. Many of the entrepreneurs that I know who've seen me eat and been around me a long time end up adopting this and they never go back. What I'm not saying is this is the most scientifically researched, whatever. I'm just sharing what worked for me. If something works for you, just keep doing that. Number one is you have to figure out what your goal is. You're either trying to get bigger, you're trying to get smaller. From there, you start at number 7 all the way up to 21. My videographers will put it right here, 7 to 21. And every 3, you go from extreme weight loss to moderate weight loss to maintenance to moderate weight gain to extreme weight gain. All you have to do is multiply your body weight. So I'm gonna use 200 pounds as my average because it's easy with math. So let's say I'm a 200 pound guy and I wanna get leaner. I'm gonna go to moderate cut, which is the second from the bottom here of these 3, which you've got 10, 11, 12. And I'm gonna say 10, because it's easy math. And so I'm gonna multiply 200, which is my weight, times 10, which is this coefficient, which gives me, drum roll please, 2000 calories, all right? Now if you're like, doesn't it change? What about my exercise? And what if I have a physical job? Doesn't really matter. If you lose too much weight too fast, go to 11, you can adjust it. We've got 2000 calories, great. Here's step 3. You multiply your weight, 200 pounds again, you multiply it by 1, really hard math, means 200 grams of protein. Some of the science nerds are gonna be like, you can only metabolize 0.7 grams per, don't give a shit. Every pound of lean meat, white fish, ground turkey breast, 96.4 ground beef, shrimp, whatever, a pound is 100 grams of protein. So if you need 200 grams, you need 2 pounds. And that's if you exclusively ate meat. I tend to eat over my 1 gram per pound. I like eating protein. It fills me up, I feel good on it, that's why I do it. If you don't eat as much, don't. Now we're back to the math. This is the last math equation we're gonna have to do. We have 2000 calories, and we know we have to eat 200 grams of protein. All you have to do is figure out what 2 pounds of meat you wanna eat, or where you wanna get your 200 grams of protein from, and figure out how many calories are in that thing. These 2 pounds of meat are both turkey. I eat turkey for both meals, crazy. These are both 560. I know that that's 1120. That's how many calories I have of protein that I eat in my day. So I subtract my calories associated with those meals from my 2000 in this example, and I would have 880 calories left over. Those 880 calories, here's the magic of how this works. You can do whatever you want with them. If you need to go out to a business dinner, you wanna have drinks, cool. Well, a cocktail's probably 150 calories. Have 2 of those and have a 500 calorie meal of whatever you want. Because again, you've already got your protein in. You could just stay at home and have an entire pint of ice cream that's 880 calories. Or each of these cookies is probably 400 calories. You could have 2 of them and that could be your dinner. It doesn't matter. And mind you, that's with a cut. That's with me trying to lose a pretty significant amount of weight. Now I actually maintain, because we're going to this third chunk, right? In this 13 to 15 chunk, if I multiply my body weight, I'm more than 200, but let's just say it's 200 for math's sake, times 15, 3,000 calories. So I would have an extra 1,000 calories on top of that 1,000 if I did that same thing. Instead of having 2 of these cookies, I could have like 5 of these cookies for dinner, or I could have 2 of these bites and still have some food. I eat the same breakfast and lunch every day. I start my day with, let's call it a 200 calorie bar, you call it a brownie, doesn't matter. If I'm traveling, I might not have this with me and I'll grab a Quest bar at the airport, right? 200 calories and 20 grams of protein, one of those bars. And then I have a shake and this is 30 grams of protein and 160 calories. I'm in for 360 calories for my breakfast. I got 50 grams of protein knocked down already. Then I go to my lunch. I have a pound of turkey, which we already know is 560, and I actually only eat half of one of these guys. 1 cup of rice, I now have 150 grams of protein and 1140 in terms of calories that I've eaten so far. Mind you, I have 3,000 calories to eat just to maintain, all right? Not bad. So now, I go to dinner. Dinner is the big flex meal for me. Now, I also tend to eat a pound of protein at dinner. Do I need to? Absolutely not. Do I want to? Absolutely. I love eating protein. I feel good when I eat meat. If you didn't, let's say you were 150 pounds and you'd already eaten 150 grams of protein up to this point, your entire dinner could be whatever you want. Pretty cool, all right? As long as it equaled out to the total amount of calories you want. And I do this also because then I'm full. If I just eat cookies, I'm usually not full. This has worked for a very long time. I actually had a couple of guys stop me and say, dude, you made this nutrition video and like I lost 50 pounds using it. Like, thanks so much. I get a bunch of DMs about this stuff. And so this is really what I eat every day. So if you're like, where's your greens? I have a multivitamin and I continue to stay alive. And guys, I stayed away from fitness stuff mostly because like there's all these armchair debates and like, I just don't care. If you want, I can do a part 2 on how I train as an entrepreneur. It's different than if you were like a pro bodybuilder or a strongman or a powerlifter or Olympic lifter or just a normal gym rat. I can make that a second video, put it in the comments. If not, just enjoy this one.